Welcome back to Sports Stats, powered by Red Energy, awarded Canstar's most trusted energy retailer nationally in 2021. That's Red Energy. And for Wilson Homes, they believe in great design, so you love being home. Well, Woe Woden is a name we know well. Shane Woe Woden, of course, the 2000 Brownlow medalist, played for the Demons, played for the Magpies as well. His son, Taj Woe Woden, is very much maybe going to Melbourne, I reckon. Father-son prospect. He's waiting with bated breath, and he joins us on the line. Taj, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
How is it, Taj? I mean, you know, I suppose you just want it all over and done with. You. It's a bit of a wait, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit of a nervous wait. I'm sure that's like for everyone. It's just a full month after combine and that sort of finish and the rest of the games. But, yeah, just got to keep yourself occupied and keep your mind off, I think.
So you are eligible, obviously, to go to the Demons as a father-son prospect. Are you confident? Have you spoken to the Demons? Where is all that at?
Yeah, so I've talked to the Demons throughout the year and towards the end of back end of the season and that sort of thing. And, yeah, at the moment it's just a waiting game pretty much. We'll look to see and hear from them probably towards the end of the month and then leading into the draft. But at this stage it's just all up for grabs pretty much.
And they were over there, obviously, the Demons winning the flag in Perth where you are. So did you get to sort of meet Simon Goodwin and spend a bit of time maybe with a few of the Demons players when they were over in Perth for such an extended period?
No, it was a bit hard with them being in a little bit of a bubble for that time they were here, but went to the grand final, obviously, and that was pretty special. But, obviously went to the game and saw some players afterwards in the rooms and that sort of thing. But, yeah, just kind of moseyed around a bit.
What do you like as a player, Taj? No doubt you've had a look at how your dad played and you've seen tapes and you watched him growing up. Are you like your dad? How would you describe yourself as a player if you sort of likened yourself to someone else?
Yeah, probably a bit different to dad. I'd like to model my game more off a steel side bottom and a Mitch Duncan who can go inside and outside. Pretty versatile and clean and, use both sides of my body as well.
It's interesting. I had a look at your numbers. So you went from last year, 12 disposals, 2 tackles, 2 marks across last season to 23 this season, 5 marks, 5 tackles, and you went with 9 goals for the season. So you really stepped it up. How did you sort of improve such rapidly? I mean, what did you work on over the summer?
Yeah, that's a big thing. Just over summer, I did some off-season and pre-season external training program outside of my own club sort of thing, just try to nail down a few more things to do with my power and my endurance and that sort of thing, just to make sure I was ready for the season and had a good base of fitness and that sort of thing leading into the games.
And what about your dad? Does he get involved much? Is he a nervous watcher? Obviously, you had the draft combine. Was he there with you? Does he go to your games? How is he as a spectator of you?
Yeah, obviously, really encouraging. He gets to my games all the time, gets to them as much as he can, loves seeing me play. But he probably just gets as nervous as I do pre-game and all the other things that go on, like the combine. But, yeah, he loves to watch on and just support me through my journey. So he's been really good to me, and this last year especially.
I suppose one of the good things about you guys over in WA as opposed to, you know, Victoria where it was locked down is you've actually played consistent footy for the last couple of years, Taj. So that would be a real advantage.
Yeah, we've been really fortunate actually to be able to play games over the last couple of years, and it's probably helped us WA boys a lot. But at the end of the day, whatever happens with us WA boys. So, yeah.
So with the draft, Taj, do you pin all your hopes on the Demons and hope that you get picked up father-son, or are there other irons in the fire? Do you talk to other clubs as well?
Yeah, I've talked to other clubs throughout the year. But, yeah, it would be a dream to go to Melbourne. I think that's the main top sort of goal. But whatever happens at the end of the day. And if I get an opportunity on an AFL list, I'll be super excited and go with both hands.
Well, Taj, congratulations on your career so far and even making it to this point and being considered for the draft. And, mate, all the very best for the draft. And maybe you'll end up at the Demons. It could be another club, mate. But all the very best. And thank you very much for having a chat to us.
Appreciate it so much. Thanks for having me on.
There he is, Taj Woe Woden. Write that name down. The son of Shane Woe Woden. Might be another Woe Woden playing for the Demons in 2022. He's a Melbourne father-son draft prospect, and I reckon he's a big chance of going to the reigning premiers. So we'll take a break. We'll come back, and we'll wrap it all up after this.